I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we'll see where things go, and Nate communicates with me each day and just take it one day at a time. And it could be more than just this week, but we'll see. Evaluation is still ongoing here.
Keon Coleman there. Sean McDermott on Keon Coleman. Could miss multiple weeks with this injury. Evaluation ongoing. Sean McDermott talking about the trainers and how it could go. So we'll see. Hopefully Amari Cooper is back. You know, as we talked last segment, Joe, a little bit about the upcoming Chief game. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Happy Thursday. I'm broadcasting from home today. I don't have my day of the week clock, and pulling out what day it was successfully, I want a point for that.
Yeah, you did drag it out a little bit. I feel like you weren't 100, you were maybe like 80% sure when you pulled Thursday out there.
If you could have seen me, my head whipped around a couple times looking for that day of the week clock.
Like that, anyway. Was there a little squint maybe? Like,
a little bit. Thursday.
Yeah, there was no inflection in the voice, though, so you got away with that.
So, no Bills Coleman. And Chiefs, very possibly no Coleman in this game.
And that would be important in that just he's played. If you take out the Jacksonville game, which he was suspended for in the first quarter, he has played at least 60% of snaps in every single game this season for the Bills. And he's typically actually been more around, like last 3 weeks, it's been 79%, 83%, 75%. Like, he's playing more than any other receiver on the field.
He's a really big part of their offense.
Yeah. And we talked about with Joe Marino, like, his blocking stuff. And when I think of kind of his full role with the offense, Samuel, like, Cooper, I think, is where you'd want those targets to go. I would bet the snaps go to Mac Hollins, though.
Yeah, would you think that here's the question, I guess, which kind of takes us back in time. Cooper, Shakir, Kincaid, and Cook as your primary weapons, if Coleman is unable to go.
Yeah.
We'll get a preview this week, right? Because we think Cooper should be okay. I mean, he's still limited at practice, but we're hoping he's okay. If you have no Cooper and no Coleman against the Colts, you could probably still win that game. I don't know that you can beat the Chiefs without those two.
I was going to say, this would be the right matchup for that. You're going to be barren without those two, but the Colts are horrible in the secondary. Next week would be, I want to say they couldn't beat the Chiefs without both of them.
Me too.
One of the two. Maybe with one of the two. If they didn't have Coleman next week, but they had Cooper out there, and okay, Holland's got to play, but you've got Shakir, Kincaid, and Cooper, I think you could beat the Chiefs. But if you don't have either, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how are you getting Shakir any space to operate? Because if I'm the Chiefs and I've got Mac Hollins and who? Shavers on the outside, Samuel on the outside, I just ignore them. I don't even have to cover them. Just pay attention to the middle of the field, kind of like some of the other teams have done. So I think it's very different whether Cooper is on the field or not.
803-0550 to join us and 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Colts Sunday, Rangers and Sabres tonight, and also tonight Bengals and Ravens.
That's a great one. Such a good game.
I've gone pretty deep on who to root for.
Okay.
I think I have possibly, and this is something that I would roll my eyes at normally, but I'm going to go for it, if you will.
Okay.
Ready? Because I think you said root for Baltimore. Because are you someone that is a little afraid of the Bengals matchup for the Bills?
A little bit, yes. Okay. And in this game, the New York Times playoff machine, if the Bengals win, their playoff odds are 60%. If the Bengals lose, they are 33%. This is a massive game for them.
Okay, so that's fine. That's fine. You want the Bengals out of the picture. I would think that's fine. Speaking of that, listening yesterday, Joe Goodberry, who talks Bengals, covers the Bengals, was on the afternoon show. And, man, listen to him talk about Cincinnati and the organization that they have and the issues that are kind of popping up for them. It had me thinking of, if you want to talk about a lot about McDermott and all this, and, you know, I've been someone to half poo-poo culture ideas, because I think a lot of teams have good cultures and think they have good cultures. The entire conversation from Joe Goodberry about the Bengals was about a team with a really bad culture.
Yeah.
And everything that goes on there. The whole thing about Jermaine Burton, who was supposed to go in for T. Higgins this week, and he's been missing meetings, and he no-showed, and they find him, then he no-showed again, and Burrow on the sidelines, like, looking furious. He threw 5 touchdown passes in that game last week, and still, like, looked like he was mad about it.
He was flipping out on was that the game he was flipping out on the refs because they wouldn't let him snap the ball?
I don't know, maybe. But there's, you know, the Bengals don't guarantee money past year one in a deal. Mm-hmm. So, like, everything about what they were saying sounded like an organization where the players would really be looking around all the time saying, like, what kind of operation do we have here? I mean, they have Burrow and Chase to carry them to success. But past that, a lot of questions. Anyway.
Well, they haven't even committed to Chase. Like,
right, I know.
I mean, I think Chase will – I don't think Burrow will let Chase get away because I think Burrow – I mean, imagine if he's already – angry at certain things. He wanted Burton to play. Like before all the extra stuff. I mean, I'm sure, you know, if he saw or heard what was happening.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think it was the day before the game, they were trying to call and text him and they just couldn't even get a hold of him. Then Burrow would understand. Burrow was talking like 4 days before that game about how he wants to get Jermaine Burton more targets and on the field more. And then he was inactive that game, but it was because of his own doing. So he's already maybe a little testy. Wasn't he really the guy that pulled the lever on getting Chase? Do you remember that, like, leading up to that draft, that it was okay, Penei Sewell, right? Roster wise it made sense for Penei Sewell, but it was Burrow wants Chase. Burrow played with him. They already have T. Higgins. Doesn't matter. Burrow wants Chase. If they let Chase go in any circumstance, I mean, the quarterback's going to lose his mind, right? Like, all the stuff that Carson Palmer says about them. I think Carson Palmer has called them a mom-and-pop shop run on coupons. Like, it just, I think Burrow would be like, okay, yeah, that's right, and I'm not going to say he's got to get out of here, but it gets ugly quick, I think, if they don't pay Chase, like, this offseason.
Yeah. So, digging deeper into who to root for tonight, you say Baltimore to eliminate Cincinnati. Okay. I might want to go so far down the who plays who. I think Kansas City, of course, is very likely to be the one seed. Even mm-hmm. if the Bills beat them, you know, the Bills have to play near perfect down the stretch in mm-hmm. order to stay in the one seed race. They have to beat the Chiefs. They have to come out of games against the Lions and the Rams and the Niners. It's going to be tough, but they could do it. That said, all right, the Chiefs are the one.
Yeah,
I think the Bills are in good position to be the two. And then it comes to where Baltimore finishes, or if you want finger quotes Baltimore. This is kind of be like dodging a bullet to a degree. What you really want, what you should want, I think, is Baltimore and Pittsburgh to finish any version of 4-5.
Have them play each other in the first round?
Have those two play each other, and then if it goes chalk, then Baltimore goes to Kansas City.
Right.
So,
okay.
Is it stupid for me to say I'm rooting for Cincinnati tonight? Because what I want is the AFC North winner to be the worst of the division winners from a record standpoint. I want the AFC North winner to be the 4 seed, and I also want that to be Baltimore.
Okay.
So I want Baltimore to hang back to stay below Houston, presumably win the South.
You want to drag down the North winner.
Yes.
Basically.
I would normally tell myself that is getting in too deep right now with half a season to go. But to me, that does scream root for Cincinnati because of that.
It's you know, it's deep, but I don't like, and I could be talked off of rooting for Baltimore tonight. And like this is pretty good because I think, again, like there's a lot of time to go, but if you kind of project it out, you think about the North right now, and I know they've got a lot. Like, Baltimore still has to play Pittsburgh twice. This is their second meeting against Cincinnati, I think, though, right? Mm-hmm. So they have got that. Like, Houston, meanwhile, who I would agree, like, to me, that's a much – if everything goes chalk, it's a preferable matchup in the second round. And even if it doesn't go chalk, You know, Baltimore, they don't have to win their division.
Right.
Like, if they lose tonight.
I have the numbers.
Since he's one game back of them.
And Pittsburgh's ahead of them. Right.
So right
now, if Baltimore were to lose tonight, they have a 37% chance to be a wild card team and a 13% chance to miss.
And then if they're a wild card team, like, just I don't think you have to even... Well, I guess,
well then
point,
they're dangerous.
Then you have to worry about playing them in round one.
That's what I mean. Like,
but
right
I think
now,
they'd probably be the five.
If Baltimore loses tonight, they're 50-50 to win their division, basically.
Right.
Which is kind of nuts for a team that everyone looks at and thinks that offense is a powerhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, I do expect them to win tonight. I expect them to be just fine in this game. But
well,
I don't
also
know.
In my rooting interest, how big a difference do we think it is between the Bengals and the other teams that are currently vying for playoff spots? Like, how big a difference? Because there's the history between Cincinnati and the Bills where they've played one game in one quarter and that did not go well at all. The Bills looked bad both times.
Don't forget a game last year.
They beat them last year too. Thank you. Right. I'm forgetting about that. That's a very forgetful game.
Very, very forgetful.
I don't even remember what happened in the game other than the Bills lost by six, but it felt like they lost by 16. How big a difference is there between the Bengals and... See, to me, there is a difference. The teams that right now that are pushing for that seven spot, I feel like the Chargers are going to get in. And I feel like there's going to be two AFC North teams. Who are the rest? Denver, Indy, Cincinnati, New York Jets. Like, to me, the Bengals are by far and away a bigger threat than the other three teams there.
Yeah, that might be just a Burrow fear, huh?
Pretty much. It's Burrow, Chase. Yep. If Chase and Higgins are healthy, Chase's numbers with and without Higgins, by the way, are like a crazy disparity. Yep. He's so much better when Higgins is out there. Yeah, I think the Bengals, that trio is so much more threatening than those other three teams.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Thursday night football on the way tonight, Bengals and Ravens, and Thursday night hockey, Sabres at Rangers. If the Sabres could pull one out, it would be quite big tonight because the weekend is a little softer on the schedule with Calgary and Montreal both in town. 803-0550, our phone number. You can give us a call, chime in if you'd like, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.